All right, everyone, let's make sure we're recording. We are. It's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are giving you some fetish locator and another novel you guys are going to really, really like. It might be a staple here, so stay tuned for that. Anyway, your request is my command. Ah, you two are too sweet. Hey, Nora, how's business? Couldn't be better. You literally. I might need to hire a few helpers. Oh, Grim, you'll never guess. What's that? We have a surprise for you. The mic is live and ready whenever you are. Is it a song?
Yes.
It is the song. Listen to this.
Boy, them legs spreading. There ain't gonna be no mystery. Putting some Shorzy in there. Move that palm branch, damn it. How do you like it? That song
that
made absolutely no sense to me.
That was amazing.
Says the guy trying to get laid.
Woohoo! What did you think? I'm speechless. You are phenomenal beyond words. You're the phenomenal one. Ed Kane! You. What? I came. What, like right now? Not on stage when you were talking. Oh shit, I forgot there are people around.
I might.
Don't worry, hon. I'm sure they didn't.
Didn't they pull,
I can't believe I...
When Harry met Sally?
I'll have what she's having.
It's okay. You've had an orgasm?
Good for you.
Yes. When you were talking to me the other night when you were at the party.
Wow.
I had my very first orgasm ever.
Ooh, I have one every night. Big deal. Everyone gets it.
Wow, I didn't see that coming.
Oh.
Wow. And here I thought you just got so bored. And here I thought you just got so bored you fell asleep. Sorry, pretend I'm not here. You are the most amazing, beautiful, wonderful person I've ever met. Oh, I have to pee.
I pissed, and I came again.
I guess you heard all that.
So once you hit the on switch, there's no turning it off.
What? No, I didn't hear anything.
Hey.
So, are you two official now? I sure hope so. She's my girlfriend. Does that mean... Never mind. Here comes your girlfriend. That was quick. I thought women always took forever to powder their noses. So, would you two like a beverage or maybe to sing another song?
We could do that. Let it rip.
We could do a duet? Ah, next time maybe. We have places to be. We do?
Stuck in you.
I arranged something really special for us. I thought the song was really special. That was only the first part. Have fun, you two. Few minutes later. I don't think I've ever been to this theater before.
A hole in the popcorn.
Isn't this awesome? It's all ours. Huh? What do you mean? We have the whole theater to ourselves. I arranged it for us. Really? I didn't even know you could do that. Well, I know what a fan of classic cinema you are. This is really cool. What are we watching? Well, I know you like older films, and I love musicals, so...
So we found some obscure gay porn that was around there in that time period. Oh, it fits both boxes. Wow.
Oh, no, I'm going to have to sit through Hello, Dolly or something. I thought that the perfect film for us to watch together would be Grease. Oh, John Travolta.
I have watched it.
I have, too.
I like it.
Hell, there's a Grease, too.
I have never seen that one. I'm like, if you're repeating the same story, once is enough.
Well, that's unexpected. My first thought was Dirty Dancing, but that might be too much of a chick flick for you.
There's a few musical movies.
Dirty Dancing is good. Isn't that the one that has I Had the Time of My Life?
You're not dancing in this. That might be Footloose. Not in this town, you're not. Dancing's illegal.
No, Dirty Dancing's the one that's like, Dirty I had dancing. The time of my life. That's yeah. a good, that's one of the yeah. better love songs that's
that
been written.
That is. It's always the old people against the young people.
Yeah.
Basically.
Which movie would you prefer?
I hadn't seen Dirty Dancing in so long.
I haven't seen it in like,
I haven't seen Grease, but I watched it so much that I pretty much know everything about, or the plot, basic.
Grease is the word.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I guess we're early. I wanted us to have a chance to talk a little before the movie starts. Oh, nice.
You got Across the Universe. That's
so
a good
you,
one.
Yeah, that's a good. That's a real good. That's a new one.
That's one of my
That's one of my
ones.
Favorite
well,
movies.
I ain't that new. I was in my 20s, I think, when that was out. Maybe early 30s. I think
yeah,
20s.
Yeah, okay.
Still.
Well, it's a newer.
It's a, well more than a decade. Of
yeah.
Probably 15.
Yeah, like, maybe. Oh, nice. So you had your first orgasm? I did. It was awesome. Thank you so much. Oh, I could talk about good romance movies.
Oh, yeah.
What's the one with Jim Carrey?
It's a romance?
Yes.
The Mask. Yes.
No,
he
no, no.
The
Mask is
the
one, but there's...
I gotta think of what
you're
he
gonna
was in.
Name
that was
it.
The actual love story.
No, he did an actual love story. Remember
oh,
the one where he
was it the one where he's in the he's getting his mind erased?
Yes.
Sunshine of a Spotless Mind.
Yes, that one. Yeah. That is one of my favorite. That's my favorite love movie. It's my favorite romance movie.
I did like that one.
Lost in Translation's really good.
Translation.
I
always liked the Just Friends. That was the.
I didn't see.
It
that.
Was a comedy at. Was kind of it was they were friends and he was chubby and then grows up
that.
Comes back and you know he's a big deal now and
yeah.
he's lost all his way is Ryan Reynolds
I like
got what's her name that was in Crank and she was in Road Trip she was the love interest in Road Trip
yeah
their yeah and so and Crank also the love interest that he screws
right, right.
in public places.
Oh, yeah, that's such a good movie. I don't
think
a lot
of
people have seen it. Valley Girl, I saw that. I liked it.
Yeah,
Nicolas Cage.
Leaving Las Vegas
yeah.
is a really good one.
I
if you had
that.
Never
I have
seen
not
it,
seen that.
It's a tragically romantic one.
Right.
Because,
right.
I mean, he's, what... masochistic. He's basically trying to drink himself.
Isn't True Lies a
True Lies is a comedy. It's you know he acts so you know his wife only knows him as a plain boring salesman.
Right,
and
he's
in actuality
yeah,
he's over here saving the world on a weekly basis.
I still gotta watch that. I was told it was a great film.
You had never seen
True
Lies?
No, I've got it. I need to watch it.
Man, I think. Me and my parents, my brothers, we went and saw, well, maybe not all my brothers, but at least two of us went and saw Forrest Gump and True Lies the same
no,
day.
No, yeah, those are good movies. Those are all good.
They're both out at mm-hmm. the same time.
That's when movies were good.
Yeah.
You know, I looked at the movie list for this these next couple of months, And there really ain't too much on there that just bolts out at me. I mean,
Boy Destroys World. I think Boy Kills
World.
Awesome.
Yeah, Deadpool. And that's that. I don't want to see more Quiet Place shit.
I hope they don't. How many times can you do the same old thing?
I mean, the Frozen Empire Ghostbusters came out.
There's some things that you can do over and over. But Quiet Place. If they make noise, things are going to eat them.
Yeah, Ghostbusters, though, I mean, if you're going to give me... I didn't have a problem with the last Ghostbusters.
That ghost? Any ghost. Any
I didn't have a problem with that last Ghostbusters, but...
I thought it was good.
But I'm going to say, as far as Ghostbusters is concerned, I'm going to go watch Ghostbusters 1 and Ghostbusters 2.
Oh, yeah.
Those are the ones that I'm going to, go back to.
You don't even have to go anywhere to watch them.
Those are good. I mean, I'm looking at a lot of these movies. I'm just not seeing
Ricky
too much.
Ricky Stenicki was good on Amazon.
Okay, I'll
check that. Hilarious.
I'll check that.
I'm not crazy about him apologizing to China for saying Taiwan was his own
place.
But he is a funny guy.
Right.
Of course, I've heard Bella Twins, the one he was engaged to, said he was very controlling at... Things had to be done at this time, done this way.
Who now? John Cena.
John Cena.
Really? He was one of those kind of guys.
That's what she said.
Wow. Maybe he is that way. When I was telling you about Talia on the pirate ship, exactly, that story was so incredibly hot. I just couldn't contain myself. Wait, no, that's not true. I could have contained myself, but I didn't want to. I think she's on the spectrum a little. I wanted to let myself loose a little. Do you think that's okay? Of course.
Yeah,
you're allowed to enjoy yourself. Well, let me see if I can put this in terms you could understand. You have sex with a lot of people, right? Lately, yes. I mean, before a couple weeks ago. Do you ever worry that you're going to lose control? I don't understand. How would I lose control? Like, one day you're just a normal guy. The next day you have sex with somebody. Then the next day you have sex with three people. Then 5, 10, 20. 20 in a long weekend is pretty difficult.
It didn't work that way with guys.
Like, where does it stop? What happens if it doesn't stop?
We have so many bullets per hour.
What happens if you're not in control anymore? It's not like I'm really in control right now, but I can't say that. Can I?
If you touch his leg and he comes, he wasn't in control.
I see what you're saying. Sometimes I wonder if I might get addicted to Fetish Locator. Are you? Does it feel like an addiction or compulsion? Yes. Oh, I wasn't expecting you to say that. But I think a little compulsion now and then might be a very good thing. Huh? Like with video games or a school project, I get very focused and accomplish a goal and obsessed to accomplish a goal. It's useful. Then when it's achieved, you can go on to something else? Pretty much. What about you? I need to learn how to do that.
Sorry, I had to blow my nose, man.
I obsess about things until I feel like they are eating me alive. It makes me afraid to try new things and more afraid to obsess over anything. Maybe I can help you with that. I hope so.
Hey.
So, what is your current obsession?
Oh, you're a virgin, right? You know much about sex? I don't know.
The movie is starting. 1 hour later.
Grabbing an ass. I got a cop.
I want this.
I'm on top of the web.
I want this, too.
Boy, she looked cross-eyed as a motherfucker. I didn't know you have an orgasm jerking someone off.
Yeah.
I don't have to explain that to some naive woman. I've seen it happen a couple of times. Women get off just by sucking their cock. It must be that delicious. I hear raspberries for some. I'm not a raspberry fan myself. Banana split,
I want this so badly. I want this moment to last forever.
Yes.
That cross-eyed look. I mean, it's just that one.
I want this too much. I know. I know exactly what you mean.
Damn it, you done jerked me. You jerked yourself cross-eyed, woman.
I can't stop myself.
Here, let me slap your head so that one knocks back into place.
You're doing great. Keep going. I need you to stop me. What? Please.
Well, as soon as I bust, you can stop.
Let Lydia complete this hand, John. Stop Lydia before you come.
That's a tough one. Oh, you mean give myself blue balls?
Wait. You can stop. But you need...
Yes.
It's okay. All I need is you. Are you sure? I'm certain. I'm certain to have a massive case of blue balls, but I can deal with that.
Hey,
okay.
Those are fucking rough, man.
Thank you. I promise to make it up to you someday, don't I know it.
Double
I'd love to spend the rest of the day
is.
With you, but
if
something
you,
has come up.
If you're taking her to Five Knuckle Shuffle Town, and yeah. all of a sudden you're like, no, I gotta stop myself. She's like, what in the fuck?
Right.
This is the last time we go out.
Do you need any help? You're so awesome. Thanks, but some things a girl has to do for herself.
Oh.
Shit, I missed a text from Daisy. Hey, can you pick me up? Done with tests. Sent 10 minutes ago. Not too bad. Still got time. Note to self, remember to call Lydia tonight.
That'd be a tough one, though, between the two. I think either of them are good choices.
After a short train journey.
Hey,
are you all right? What happened? Can we just get away from here first?
Yes.
Yeah, sure. Has everything been clear?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm good to go for now. For now? Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go then.
What is it? Munchausen syndrome. What? No. Mom's a real big. No.
It's all right if you don't want to talk about it right now. I understand. But I'm still worried. Remember what I told you about my father? Yeah. Same thing. I have it as well, it seems. Daisy. I mean, shit, it's not exactly a huge surprise. I already got nauseous sometimes when I was younger. In the back of my mind, I had a hunch that something might be up when this first started. I guess it's nice to figure it out for real. What did they say? Is there a treatment for this? Honestly, no idea. I was kind of just drifting through the whole thing. I know I have to go back in again later, but I don't really remember anything else right now. I'm just really tired. Sorry.
It's
all right.
I hope it's the premise of Deep Throat. Oh, your clit's right there in the back of your throat. That's all. It'll cure.
I get it. I'm going to doze off for a bit. Wake me up when we get to our gas station. Wake me up when we get to our station, will you?
The consumption took her.
I will.
Her hand... in a closed fist, if I can open it slightly.
Later at Daisy's dorm room.
Her instincts will take over.
Welcome one, welcome all to my humble abode. Looks like Dolly is out. Thank God.
Yay!
God, I feel filthy.
Here.
I need to go clean up and change, get into something more comfortable.
Let me scrub
would you
that
mind
beaver there.
Would you mind staying over for a bit? I don't want to be alone right now. I'm not going anywhere.
Don't mind if it be.
You go get cleaned up. I'll try not to snoop around here.
You know what makes me think of, too, all the stuffed animals? Have you ever seen Tomcats?
What did you
Tomcats got O'Connell, Jerry O'Connell. He's married to Rebecca Romaine. Now it's Rebecca Romaine O'Connell.
Wow.
And they have kids and all that. It's where... him and his buddy are making a deal. Him and several other buddies, the last person to get married, they put into this pot every year so it turns into a large amount of money. And so it's him and this other guy, and they're trying to be the last ones not married.
Right.
And they're trying to hook up with as many women as possible. So he's like, I'm not going to fall in love with this woman. I'm going to go out and hit up the first person, goes, grabs this one woman, she's just ugly in the face, and he tosses her aside, second woman I meet, and it's a librarian, takes to the house, and she acting all timid and shy and stuff, and has him on the bed, and puts his arm, and she has these teddy bears on the bedpost, and the hands lock in place, they're handcuffs, and then she has a crank, raises the bedpost,
and
hangs them. And he's like, I don't know what you're into, but I really need to go home before you. And she pulls this rack out with paddles,
beat the ever-loving shit out of me. And she's like, oh, you said you're into the Scarlet Letter. And, oh, you don't return your books to the library, do you? And I mean, it's a biggest damn paddle on the rack with the big A. Later on, he's in the shower and he's walking away and his ass has got a big A bruise printed on the back. It's hilarious.
Damn.
Oh, man.
It'll be just a bit. The showers are Antarctic at this time anyway.
Hey.
I'm back.
Yes, you are.
Something comfy equals Victoria's Secret model.
What is
comfortable it? For me is being naked. I'm
what
one of those weird naked
sex. Oh, I was positive. What?
HIV I'm one of those positive. Weird naked sleepers. Well, when Dolly is gone anyway.
Oh, it's so weird.
Anyway, excuse me, anyone breaks in, they'll be too mesmerized by my tits to not see the wild haymaker coming their way. A flawless defense.
Well, they see him bouncing like something's coming.
Exactly, thank you. Tit Foo is gonna revolutionize self-defense. What exactly did you mean by, when Dolly is gone? Are you two not... Oh no, neither of us is uncomfortable with our bodies, but it still feels weird to just sleep butt naked like that, you know? If she brings someone around or whatever, I don't want to bother with these questions. Makes sense. But she is not here right now. Daisy.
Wow.
Hey.
Too late. Hey, I shouldn't, but you're already fully undressed.
Right. Daisy.
It
lightly
looks like
moaned.
Magic. His clothes just disappeared.
Right.
Hey, when you got talent. I mean, I don't go to the fair and, like, I'm not going to ride any rides.
Daisy.
I want to ride those fucking rides.
He said, Daisy, stop. What? Is there anything wrong? You can tell me, Grim. You just got diagnosed with a heart condition that makes you faint if you get excited. I'm not sure this is the best time. It's fine.
She passes out. Well, she did say I couldn't finish.
I don't faint every time we have sex. It's just when it gets intense.
Yeah,
still, it's not like I don't want to do it, but I'm worried.
Didn't he just slap her ass last time she passed out?
How about this? We can get each other off without fucking, right? Let's do that. That probably won't be as hard as actual sex. What do you mean? Group mutual masturbation? This... softly moans. Oh, they're doing the...
Oh, my goodness. Already there, just slip it in.
Yeah.
She got them. Are you sleepy? Your eyes are half open.
Faster.
I feel like that'd be more blue balls.
Yeah. Oh. Well, she's doing that. She's doing a good job of that. I don't really have
That'd
to
be a good
that.
Foreplay move, but not a finisher.
Yeah. I'm not really digging that as full sex. I think that's really retarded.
Does Tyson spar in a boxing match? No, he knocks the shit out of him.
Right.
Right at the end. At all 10 seconds of it. Kind of like a premature.
Ah. There, just like that. Grim, I'm gonna...
Heart attack!
looks like you might need to get cleaned up again.
The results are back. The doctor said your cum is poisoned.
Oh, she comes with a beach ball.
Don't bounce that ball too much. Your heart
We're
condition.
We're really building the girls up in this one.
Yeah.
You too. Mm. One nap later. Do you have to go? I really don't want to. It's okay. Thank you for being there for me today. Always.
Man, she looks like she's dying now. Look at her eyes rolling back into her head.
Later that night at the dorm room.
Hey.
Lydia, how's my girlfriend tonight? Oh, you know, better now that I hear your voice.
Hey.
But I need to see you now. Can you switch to video call, please?
Okie dokie.
Is something wrong?
I guess I should give it a shot.
Nothing important. I'd rather hear about you.
I can't remember if this is British or not.
Wait, are you naked? I am. Are you enjoying the view? Loving it. I'd love to see. Sorry. Anyway, how you doing? Oh, you know, 6 out of 20. Huh? What does that mean? Oh, shit. I still haven't told her about the fetish locator challenge. Right, I forgot to mention it to you. I've got a new goal that I'm working towards. Oh, like a personal goal? Like how many push-ups you can do in a day?
He's telling too much about that.
Exactly like that. Except my current goal is through Fetish Locator. I'm trying to fuck 20 people before Monday.
Wow.
I didn't even know you could set personal goals through the app like that. You're even more competitive than men with that thing.
Yeah.
I hope that's okay with you. Of course it is, stud.
Get my wiener cut off.
Although this is only a temporary thing, right?
Yeah,
I'll probably get bored with the app in a few weeks. It's a fun game, but just a game. Maybe next week I can help you set some challenge goals. Crap, I can't let her know that these aren't my idea. That'd be nice. I hope you don't mind if I get more comfortable. Did what we do this afternoon in the theater? It was a tremendous amount of fun, but it didn't count towards the 20.
Hell, I didn't.
Yeah, we didn't actually, you know. There's no rush on that. Your comfort is more important to me than anything else. Oh, that's kind of sweet. Yeah. You really fucked 6 women today? Well, today and yesterday. I'd love to hear about them sometime. Of course, who should I tell you about? Can you do me a favor? Just a little something before we both have to go to sleep? Anything. Can you tell me about this afternoon? You know, the two of us in that theater. Sure, but you were there.
Yes.
I'd just like to hear this. I'd like to hear you tell the story about us, where I'm the girl in your story. Mm. I see. I'd like that too. She's the total package. Smart, beautiful, talented. She's sexy as hell. You'd like her. Things got really hot and heavy between us when we were alone in the theater, but even before that, she surprised me. I think what he's doing is kind of hot in a way.
Blue balls, like a whole soccer team kicked me.
We were in a crowded coffee shop and she got on stage to sing an amazing song just for me.
I mean, self-control's good, but I wouldn't have ever let it get started because I know the outcome is... It's a terrible pain.
Saturday, day 13. Must have fallen asleep while talking with Lydia. Two-hour call? Damn, I didn't even notice. I should text Lydia. Hey, Lydia, good morning.
Yeah.
Got a text from Ambrose as well. Go to Nora's at 11. I found a bartender for the party. I think you'll like her. Wonder who it is. I should probably try to study today. Finals are going to be a bitch. Boy, that is a small cup of coffee.
Well, he sounds like he's really hitting the books. 2, 1, 2, 3, there's almost 4 words in.
Fetish fucking locator. Of course, and here I was hoping I could go a day without having to deal with its shit. Cheating? Christ. Share the love and see what happens. Will passions rise or will it fall? Whatever, it doesn't give me points anymore anyway. Commence studying. Looks like I'm done studying for the day. Sweet freedom. Right, I need to go check out that bartender Ambrose told me about. Whoa, Maria just sent me a ton of pics and videos. Alright, I sent her to that glory hole yesterday to suck off Terrell. Looks like she got someone else to take some of these photos. I wonder what happened. Ah, yes, that was a good one. Hello? Who is it? Talia, it's me, Maria. I'm sorry, I've got to service the next guest.
Glory hole!
Seriously? For a good time, call Jenny and Daddy's little kittens. Seriously? Why would you, of all people, be here to suck a cock? Would you believe it if I said I lost a bet? If you said you lost a bet, I'd probably believe that. But the way you just said it, no, I don't believe it.
That's where all people go when they lose a bet.
Maybe you heard what happened earlier this week. Oh, damn it, gotta suck this cock. Fuck!
I heard. Tommy, you lost the bet. No!
Wait, did you actually blow a guy in class like people are saying? Yeah, this is kind of like that. Well, I guess you could use the practice. Do you mind if I watch? Actually, well, yeah. Oh, then I'll just... No, I meant... It's better if you're here when I do this. If you sprinkle when you tinkle, please be blank and wipe the seat.
Is it if you sprinkle when you... Is that... Man.
And it says something big.
Tinkle, don't be a... What? And wipe the potty. I can't remember.
Maybe.
They used to be on...
Okay.
In construction, you'd see it all the time.
Actually, could you take some
pictures?
Actually, could you take some pics with my phone? Seriously? Says prick.
Boy, someone took their time writing that on the bathroom with
yeah.
a magic marker.
Oh, that makes sense. Of course I will. None of this makes sense, but yeah, that'd be great.
Hey.
I'm surprised that... Oh, I think he's here. Uh-huh, he says he's in position. Time to get started, I guess. You want some help? I mean, someone to talk you through this?
I mean...
If you sprinkle when you tinkle, please be neat and wipe the seat.
Oh, that... Well, yeah. There you go.
Yeah, I had a little trouble with, you know, my teeth got in the way.
There's old wiener sneaking up on you.
There's a car... yep, there is. There's a... There's a car... That's a common early problem. For now, just wrap your lips around your teeth. Huh?
Uh-huh.
Your lips. Keep them between your teeth and the skull.
Off.
I'm sure I'll try that. It looks like he's ready for you. Oh, hell, I better get started.
You know, if you're on the other side and you heard her say, I hope I don't have a seizure this time, I'm going to whip it back out like none for you.
Yeah.
Looks great. I've got to get some pics.
Boy, they really spent a lot of time on that glory hole. That thing's got a gasket around there so you don't cut yourself on the...
I know.
I mean, no duct tape for this place. This is
Shit.
A classy establishment. None of those low, poorly old glory holes.
Shit.
Grandpa told you about. These are modern age.
Use your tongue on the tip of his cock. Okay, I'll try that.
And he goes, pow, right in the kisser.
I think you can start using your mouth now.
Yeah, take it all in. Yank it out of here.
It says work, bitch.
Work, yeah.
Perfect, you're a professional cocksuck. You'll be a professional cocksucking slut in no time.
Well, that sounds like... a good band name. This Saturday, come out and see the cocksucking sluts.
Professional cocksucking sluts.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they started doing it for the love of it. Now they do it for the money.
Yeah.
Professional.
Yeah. Have you thought about where you... Well, they used to have a band called Psycho... They called themselves Psycho Sluts from Hell, but they had to change their fucking name.
Because
it was too much. It was too... It's a, yeah, it's a pretty good band. Have you thought about where you wanted to come?
Everywhere.
So they changed the name from Psycho Sluts from Hell to Cycle Sluts from Hell, which is really...
Yeah. That sounds like you're going to see the Walmart edit.
Right, yeah. Oh, I guess you can't talk right now.
Don't
okay,
talk with
it
your
seems
mouthful.
It seems like he's close.
Yeah.
And there he blows. Gorgeous, great job. Great. We got this sound effect like a cannon. Just let me snap this last photo and then we'll clean you up.
Hey.
I'm so proud of you. Ah, thanks.
Who is that on the other side? When he busted, he said, "Bam!"
God, you don't even know who's
uh-oh, you're snowballing. You're just passing the AIDS.
That was fun, but I should be going.
And then the guy sounds like he's coughing. My immune system. What? Could have what Jenny had, hep C. That's what it was in the book.
After a short while. Oh, really?
Yeah, well, that's what Forrest Gump.
Well, he probably hooked up with her before she got the Hep C. You can still get it, but it wasn't treatable back at that time period. Now they have vaccines for it.
After a short walk, Aona? Huh? Makes sense.
Hey.
Always nice seeing you around. Can I get anything for you?
No.
Thanks, but I'm good. Maybe later. Okay, so now we're at the bar, and we're going to end it here. We got something special for you, so stay tuned to Grimm's Uncanny Valley.